WFORadio.com presents NHRA Nitro.
I'm Joe Costello, and this is WFO Radio NHRA Nitro. A weekly look inside the baddest motorsport in the world, NHRA Mellow Yellow Drag Racing.
It's side by side, it's competition, and it's who wins, and then the chair of the crowd.
Join me as we go WFO with the stars of drag racing.
Hey, I'm Bob Tasca.
I'm Tony Schumacher.
Hey, you're with Matt Hagen.
Hey, this is Ron Capps, Matt Hagen's personal friend. You're on WFO.
NHRA track announcer Alan Reinhart stops by each week to break down each race and answer your email questions.
I mean, the Nitro cars put on a tremendous show. They're otherworldly machines. But for people that are really interested in cars, I mean, you wander through the Superstock pits, and if you're wondering why you don't see 69 Camaros running around on the street anymore, it's because they're all out there in the stock and Superstock pits.
Racing fans from around the globe, it's time to go WFO with Joe Costello.
WFO Radio, Winter Circle Edition from the AAA Texas Fall Nationals at the legendary Texas Motorplex. And we are in the announcer's booth as we kick off this show. We've got all the winners. We got Tony Schumacher. We've got Courtney Force. We've got Dave Connolly, Andrew Hines. We got Don Schumacher, Johnny Gray, John Force. We got everybody. We got the Lucas Oil Series winners. We got Steve Harker. And we got Shane Lawson. We've got them all, but we start them all off the same way with this man, the voice of the NHRA, in his office, folks. That's kind of cool. Alan Reinhart.
I don't know what you need me for. I don't even remember who won this race.
Which one? Which race?
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk Charlotte. Do you want to start with Charlotte or do you want to start with Dallas? What an amazing weekend.
We actually are going to hear from the Charlotte winners on this show as well. I was able to catch up with them this morning. But it was almost not like a real win for them because they were like, yeah, I'm happy, but I'm getting ready for this race.
Well, I can't imagine that they wouldn't be happy about it. I mean, you know, coming into the first race and the countdown to the championship with the problems we had in Charlotte with the weather and the other issues, you know, I understand, okay, Sunday morning I'm getting focused on the Dallas race, but it is a huge weekend. There are not many opportunities in NHRA championship drag racing, especially in the countdown era, when you've got a chance to make that kind of hay in one weekend. How many times have we seen somebody have a great car? They just go out and dominate one weekend and come back the next weekend and look lost, or the other way around. Somebody that looks terrible one weekend and you see them the next weekend and it's almost like they had a seance. They fix the problem and it comes back. You got two opportunities if your car's running well, if you're doing the job, to really make some big moves in the points, and that's what we saw this weekend by some of the teams.
Jonathan Gray in Charlotte goes on and makes the most of it, winning the race and then going to the semifinals in the AAA Texas Fall Nationals. Talk about making some hay. There's a guy who made hay.
Talk about a guy who had to go to Indy and battle his way into the countdown. He was not in the top 10 when we got to Indy. Had to beat Greg Heads Up, who was in the top 10, then had to beat Vincent Nobile, who certainly is not a pushover in any way, shape, or form, to make the top 10. And now here we are, and he's in the top 5. I mean, big move, and it all happened right here.
Eddie Krawick in Pro Stock Motorcycle wins the race, and as of that win, I felt like, wow, Eddie is just going to roll over this field. But not to be, has a problem here, double clutched it. And Eddie, out early, Andrew Hines wins the race, able to gain points, but the Harley-Davidsons sweep the two race at Dallas Texas Motorplex.
Yeah, first round he came up, let the clutch out. It smoked the tire. Smoked the tire. When's the last time you saw a Pro Stock motorcycle do that? I was fortunate enough to be down in the TV truck getting ready for the Sportsman Show when that happened, and we could watch it in slow motion replay as many times as we wanted. Everybody said exactly the same thing. I've never seen that before on a Pro Stock motorcycle. But Eddie bows out. Andrew's bike, whatever's been bothering it, they fixed. I mean, I have nothing but respect for the Harley guys. Anybody that's been paying attention will tell you the last three or four races, Eddie's bike has been wow. Andrew's bike has been eh. I mean, it's been a middle of the packer at best. They've been playing with it, beating on it, working on it. Whatever they found in final qualifying on Saturday, and it really showed today. That bike was the class of the field, especially once Eddie was out.
Funny car at Charlotte, Matt Hagen defeats John Force in the final round. John Redlights against Matt. And he said earlier today that he fooled himself because he got to thinking about Matt and Matt's size, and he's going to go get Matt, and he amped himself up too much and redlighted what John said. Matt, who we're going to hear on the show, he was just thankful for it, and Matt Hagen gets himself a Wally.
It definitely looked like John had the best car out there. Of course, you're talking about a guy who's been to every final round since Norwalk. The last time he didn't go to the final was Chicago, and you can go back and do the math in your head. What's that, 7 in a row? I mean, the car's just been ridiculous. Should have won the round, had the better car, no question about it. John gets overamped and gives it up. But, you know, and again, Matt Hagan didn't come into the countdown to the championship necessarily as a favorite. Wasn't in the top 3 or 4 or 5 or 8 in points, but all of a sudden, he's got 2 good days in Texas, and now he's a contender again.
And in Top Fuel, he makes it easy. Tony Schumacher, we don't have to double up or go back. He does the Texas double or the Texas two-step or whatever you want to call it. Tony Schumacher takes advantage of the top 3 in points going out in Charlotte and just wins 8 straight rounds here at the Motorplex. And we're going to hear from Tony in a few minutes. He sounds like very excited to win his 75th and 76th race in the same weekend, but absolutely on a mission.
Well, he's home now. Since he moved to Austin, he considers Texas his home. He really wanted to come out here and have a good showing. His wife was here. His kids were here. They were able to celebrate in the winner's circle with him, which always makes it extra special. But, yeah, you've got to take advantage of those. Who would have ever believed that the fourth person in points when we started to reset the countdown to the championship when we left Indy would leave Dallas with a 106-point lead over second place? The rest of the field right now is, I don't want to say self-destructed, but that's almost, you know, Antron Brown has won more races than anybody in Top Fuel this year. Number 2 in points, absolutely a championship contender, out round 1, 2 straight weeks, and now he's really not a part of the conversation. I'm not saying they can't bounce back, but when you look at Top Fuel right now, you talk Tony Schumacher, everybody else. When we were going into it, it was Antron, Doug, maybe Sean Langdon, and then everybody else. But now Tony Schumacher's really distanced himself from the field. And with 2 more races in the next 2 weeks, if he can build on that momentum, of course, like I just said, sometimes, you know, hey, you're great 1 week, you're terrible the next. But right now, those guys look like the class of the field. They look like the championship team that won 7 championships.
Both of the tool trucks that dominated the season, once the countdown started, it has been a failure to launch, so to speak.
That's exactly it. You know, Doug Coletta, great car in qualifying, ran well all weekend, was set a track record for speed, and then comes up here and smokes the tires in round number 1, and he's out of here. Immediately after they watch J.R. Todd's car go down the track. You know, those guys work very closely together. The teammates know what each other are doing. J.R.'s car goes down, and how many times have we seen this year? If Doug's car makes a good run, so does J.R.'s. If J.R.'s car makes a bad run, Doug's makes a bad run. The cars are very similar the way they set them up. J.R. went out there and just went zoom and thought, well, here we go. And then Doug goes out there, goes 150 feet, smokes the tires, and Troy Buff picks up his first ever round win in Texas. And I know that was big for a guy who grew up in Texas.
First and second on the day. Huge day for those guys, the Bill Miller Engineering car. Funny car, Courtney Force wins the race over Dell Worsham. So the Colettas had a decent day in funny car with Dell, at least in the final round. Obviously, JR, but didn't break through for the win. Courtney breaks through for the win. Hometown of Traxxas, home city of Traxxas.
As crazy as it is, number one qualifier curse in Top Fuel is alive and well. Number one qualifier curse in Pro Stock, okay, Erica got away with one in Chicago, but other than that, it looks alive and well. Funny car, non-issue. Qualify number one, start working on the trophy. Courtney's done it 3 times this year. Yeah, it was a huge win for her. First time that John hasn't been to the final round in a long time when he lost to Tommy Johnson earlier in the day. But it was just, it was a great day of racing. You know, a lot of people looked at this and went, well, you know, you have to be in the left lane, you have to be in the left lane. But there were a lot of tremendously close races that just happened to go the left lane's way. You know, Courtney ends up getting the deal done, and that's just the way it is.
In Pro Stock, Dave Connolly and Shane Gray, Jonathan Gray going to the semifinals, and Gray Motorsports all of a sudden, second, third, and fourth in points, as you mentioned. Jason Lyne still continues to lead, but it's like they've got Jason surrounded. Now, there are other teams still could jump up. Alan Johnson, Jed Coughlin, no one is written off just yet, but Gray Motorsports certainly has momentum.
2 team cars in the final at Indy, 3 in the semis. That's not too shabby. Jonathan winning the Charlotte race here, his first win, that's not too shabby. 3 team cars in the semifinals, 2 in the final, getting the trophy here. Those guys have been working at making the 3 cars consistent so they can make one change. It'll affect all 3. If one's good, they're all good. They can learn a lot from each other, and right now they are the real deal. They have put it together. You know, one team winning 3 consecutive races with 3 different drivers is a pretty amazing statistic. And just for the record, when Courtney Force won that funny car final, she was in the right lane that everybody said you couldn't win in.
and in Pro Stock Motorcycle, Andrew Hines. We're going to hear from Andrew. We mentioned the Harley sweep with Eddie at the Carolina race, Andrew at this race. But drama before the final round as Steve Johnson, unable to answer the call, missed it by a few minutes. But, boy, they worked themselves into the ground to get the job done. And when we hear from Andrew in a few moments, he's down. He's happy he won. Don't get me wrong. He'll take the trophy and the points and all that associated with. But it's actually very interesting to hear him. He wanted to race somebody.
Well, you always want to beat somebody. And, you know, he made the comment in the press room. He said, being one of the Harley guys, the internet chat rooms, the people are going to light up about, you know, oh, well, da 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 da. The bottom line is they waited an extra 9 minutes for Steve. And if you're going, well, what's the difference, 9 minutes? NHRA is on a schedule. Everybody knows it. You turn those things around in 75 minutes, whether you're a top fuel car, whether you're a Pro Stock motorcycle. The top fuel final was originally slated to go at 4 o'clock. They gave Steve the extra time to try to get here. He broke a transmission earlier in the day. Now, anybody that knows anything about Suzuki motorcycles, which is what Steve rides, engine transmission is basically one unit. If you break an engine, you break a transmission, you split the cases to fix it. Steve broke a transmission earlier in the day. Fine. Take it out. Put a new engine transmission entire combination in. That's what you do. That's the quickest way to make the change. You'll fix it next week. Then they got into the semifinals, won the round, broke an engine. Now you have one broken engine with a good transmission, one broken transmission with a good engine. You go into thrash mode. We have to take these two. We have to make them into one. Obviously, you have to take the motor out of the bike to do that. They had a ton of help over there. They had Ellie Tonglet. They had GT Tonglet. Larry Dixon, of course, he and Steve Johnson go back 100 years. Everybody was pitching in. I believe they borrowed some stuff from Jerry Savoie trying to put it all together, and they just flat ran out of time. I mean, as much as I'm sure Andrew would have loved to race somebody, as much as Steve would have loved to be up here and race, and he did come rolling in. Anybody that saw the TV show, he came rolling up to the starting line literally 3 or 4 minutes, if that, after the bike, after Andrew went down the track. Now, whether the bike was really 100%, whether it was ready to run, I honestly don't know. From watching the video, where they are in the pits to how fast they got to the starting line, I'm not 100% sure that it was ready to run, but I'm 100% sure they would have come up here, tried to start it, and see what happened. You know, that the Harley guys hate that they win like that, and a lot of people are going to say, oh, sure, they gave the Harley guys one, but that's not what happened. You know, NHRA drug their feet a little bit, waited, gave Steve the allotted amount of time to get back, and he didn't get back, and that's the bottom line.
A dramatic old-school thrash. Any other thoughts, any sportsman wins, anything sticks out in your mind about the AAA Texas Fall Nationals?
You know, it was just a fun event. We had a number of first-time winners in the sportsman ranks. Steve Harker, wow. You talk about a guy that came into the season, you know, new car, new combination, different stuff. I'm testing, I'm playing, we're going to make a championship run at it next year. And all of a sudden, he's in the championship conversation right now. And not a long shot, but a legitimate shot. You know, obviously Chris Demke was here. Joey Severance was here. They went head-to-head. Joey got the better of that, but didn't win the race. Chris Demke had a chance to lock up the championship. He didn't. Joey had a chance to really make some hay. He didn't. So we'll move on and see what happens. I'm not sure if Chris Demke is planning on going back to Maple Grove, which is where the Charlotte race will pick up for alcohol cars. If he doesn't, he'll have another opportunity later in the year. He'll still have a race to claim. I'm not sure what Joey's plans are either. But, you know, you look at Shane Lawson, who now has made 9 Sunday starts as a driver in alcohol dragster and won twice. What, are you kidding me? I mean, you can't do that, except Randy Meyer has a very good running car. Randy Meyer seems to be a better crew chief when he's not driving. And I'm not slamming his driving abilities. It's just if you focus on one task, you are going to do that better than if your attention is split between multiple tasks. And when Randy Meyer is tuning the car and not driving it, the car's great. Shane has been doing a great job driving it, so they've got 2 wins already on the year. You know, it was just a fun day at the races. It ran on time. We didn't have weather issues. When's the last time that happened out here? It was just a nice, clean race. You know, no big explosions, no funny car bodies blowing up, no crashes. No, it was just a nice, clean, fun day when you could go, okay, look, Top Fuel's supposed to run at 2. What happened? Top Fuel started at 2:01. Okay, let's go. And, you know, out on time every night. I think the fans enjoyed it. I know I enjoyed it. Talked to Billy Meyer a couple of times. He was enjoying it as well, the track owner. And it was just a fun race. I wish I could all go like this.
Absolutely, and it'll be cooler next year when they move to their October dates. Alan, great job as usual. Thank you very much. We're going to hear from the winners, but we're going to start off hearing from the Charlotte winners, Alan. And all weekend long, you've been using the Wayback Machine. Can you break out the Wayback Machine one more time for our listeners as we go back to the winner's circle from Charlotte?
Well, credit where it's not mine. I'm good, but it's, you know, the little do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Let's go back to Z-Max Dragway in Charlotte 1 week ago.
Here at pre-race ceremonies with Tony Schumacher, winner of his 75th career race in Top Fuel, and now the points leader in the countdown. Congratulations.
Yeah, what a great race. It's kind of a strange deal to win the Charlotte race in Dallas, but it was a home track. You know, it was the home of my first win in 99, and it led us to our first championship. So all we could do is, I'm not going to say hope, because we're not a hope team. We go out and we do what we have to do to win. We earn it. We don't hope for it, but really, we have to just close the deal now. You get a little bit of a lead like that, and you see some light at the end of the tunnel, you need to go out and leave nothing on the table and absolutely dominate.
Rising to the occasion has been something you have done through your whole career. This is an occasion. Two races, one weekend. You can come out of here with a couple of great performances. That could set the scene for the remainder of this countdown. How have you been able to do that throughout your career so consistently?
I live for those moments, man. I enjoy it. You know, I think I embrace it. A lot of people, you dream of the bottom of the ninth, bases loaded, full count, you're up, moments, and then you get there and choke on it, and we just don't choke on it. We prepare for it, and we enjoy it. You know, it's life. It's what people look forward to, those great moments where you're part of something extra special. And later in life, when my kids go on and have kids, and I got grandkids, and I get to explain what I did, last thing I want to do is explain how Grandpa had a great opportunity to do something, but then choked at the moment.
And who are we? Who we got here? We got the whole family here.
I got my boys here. I got their friends here. My daughter's sitting around with their friends, our new neighbors. We moved to Austin, people we've met. Never been to a race before. Road race bike people, and it's great. It's great to have new people out here that have never seen these cars run.
Caroline is done. Texas starts now. Good luck.
I want a hat, man. I want that Stetson, baby. I'm going for it.
Here with the Carolina Nationals Funny Car winner, Matt Hagan, takes down John Force in the final. But that's over. You're getting ready for another race right now.
Yeah, you know what? It's so hectic this weekend, it's hard to focus, but you have to focus. There's so much on the line. There's, you know, two races in one, and we were lucky enough to snag down the win yesterday. But it's so hot out here, it's going to be a driver's race. It's going to be a pedal fest some of these rounds. And, you know, I think we got a pretty consistent race car right now in the heat. We went down just about every lap yesterday, even when it was just blistering hot, hottest conditions we saw all day. So, yeah, yesterday is ever, but I think we can still pull a lot of that data from yesterday and utilize it today. But there's going to be a lot more cars in play that weren't in play yesterday that we got to get through and battle through. So it's a very, very humbling sport. You can come out here and do great one day and then get spanked the next. But for Rocky Boots, and you know, it's their first win. I was just thrilled to give that to them. I mean, it was huge. We've been trying to get that for him for a couple years, and it all came together. And it's just a neat deal to double up with Tony there. The last time I won here was with Tony as well. So it was just one of those things that's meant to be that day. You know, I mean, Force went out there and red lit. You know, and I was like, man, I'm either dead late or he's super early. And, you know, I usually feel pretty good about my reaction time. So I figured he'd red lit. And, you know, but we all do that. You know, we're up there pushing, trying to make something happen. And I'm just glad it worked out the way it did. So let's get focused for today and hopefully go up there and turn on four more wind lights.
Well, then we'll debrief on WFO a little longer next week. Good luck, Matt.
Hey, thank you.
We are here with Jonathan Gray, first-time winner in the NHRA, winning in pro stock. You win in Carolina, in Dallas. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. It kind of wish we could have finished it up in Charlotte, but this didn't work out that way, so we had to get it done here. And man, it was a golly. It's been a really good year for the team and for us. And you know, if we can just carry on the momentum, you know, today and through the rest of the countdown, I think we've got a really good shot of winning a championship between the three of us.
Certainly got that momentum. You had to race through your brother. You had to beat Jason Lyne. We had a conversation before Charlotte, and to summarize your attitude, it was like, I don't know what I don't know. I'm just here to race and have fun, and that seems to be working.
Yeah, I think it is. Going to try to continue that mentality anyway, and and see if we can't just carry it on.
Obviously, your dad very excited, your brother very excited. The team cars are running good. You're running good. We're out here about to start a new race. Normally, a WFO interview lasts like 15 minutes. We're talking about like your life and what you ate. This is like a two-minute get-ready-to-race deal. You guys are just about to go on stage. How do you refocus and put that victory in your back pocket and start a whole new race basically less than 12 hours later?
Man, you just got to... You celebrate in the moment, and you get it out, you get it done, and then you go on, go on to the next day.
Well, you are a winner in the NHRA. That is a big deal. Sets you apart from a lot of people who have started these race cars. Congratulations. Thanks for coming on WFO.
All right, thanks.
WFO Radio here at pre-race driver introductions for the AAA Texas Fall Nationals with the winner of the Pep Boys Carolina Nationals, Eddie Krawick. Eddie, this is different than being on the phone or my mic. This is like iPhone technology right now.
Yeah, it sure is, but I wouldn't have it any other way. It's kind of weird racing in Dallas, but finishing Charlotte a week later, all sorts of different things. It's like I said in my TV interview yesterday, we might as well just pack up, move on to the next race. I'm good with it. But it's been fun. I got a great motorcycle. Everything's going good. And just taking it one lap at a time.
I don't want to say anything that is not necessarily true, but I'm hearing the competitors. I'm hearing everybody talk. I'm hearing Alan over the PA. You have a performance advantage, and you're driving great. You're riding great. You already got one win in the books. Obviously, the U.S. Nationals, so you are like cresting, peaking at just the right time.
Well, we're running well. I wouldn't say we have a performance advantage. My bike's working really well, and, for me to go those ETs, 84, I had to go 104-60 foot. Junior's right there. He's got top speed, 195 miles an hour. I'm not quite there yet, but it shows you the horsepower is underneath the frame rails of his bike. The Suzukis are almost there. Jerry's falling off pace a little bit, but he's starting to get it all back together, but I think it's going to be a good weekend, and more important, I think this countdown is going to be really good.
It is very exciting. Obviously, we're getting ready for another race. So you didn't get to enjoy the Carolina Nationals race for as long as you normally get to. Is that something you're going to be able to celebrate at some point in the future, or is that just kind of gone now because we got another race today?
Well, I'm on to Dallas right this minute, and hopefully I can do a double celebration after the fact. But I'm going to try my hardest and go out there and try and string four good runs together. That's going to be key. It's going to be a little hotter today, a little gooier. Seems like my bike's working really good on a slick track. So I went 104 yesterday in the heat of the day early in the morning and then 105, 106 during the heat of the day. So I'm pretty confident that I got a good setup.
Does this Jersey guy know how to do the Texas two-step?
No, I don't. I'm going to be honest, but I do want to have another cowboy hat. I was fortunate enough to get one last year, and going to try like hell to get it again this year.
Two wins at the same track on the same weekend. If it happens, that's the Texas two-step. So we'll see if it happens. Thanks for coming on WFO and doing an abbreviated but great winner's edition. Thanks, Eddie.
Well, hopefully we'll get to talk again.
We'll be back with more on WFO Radio NHRA Nitro. But first, I want to tell you about Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. The Dragster Adventure. What is more fun than driving a dragster? I don't know if you would know, because not too many people have gotten the opportunity to drive a dragster. Open a browser. Go to frankhawley.com. Try to find out more. How about that? It happens anytime, anywhere, especially at NHRA Mellow Yellow Series events. I got to cut that guy a check now, probably. But listen, if you want to feel it, open a browser. It's called the Dragster Adventure. Go to frankhawley.com to find out more.
This is WFO Radio.
Hey everybody, the summer is here, and that means it's time to grill. Remember just a couple of months ago when you were freezing and you were thinking, I can't wait until I can get out there and grill something? Well, now you can, and if you're going to do it, you got to do it with the most awesome barbecue rubs going. Check out RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak, a big NHRA fan and WFO radio listener, has award-winning spice rubs that you can order online or by phone. Go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, 817-924-6821. I just tried two new hot sauces that he's got going. The perfect condiment if you're grilling out this summer. Also, coffee in the morning. Marvin roasts his own blends. You got to try them out. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Or if you want to kick it old school, pick up the phone, dial 817-924-6821. Say, hey, Marvin, I heard about you on WFO. I want you to send me some coffee and barbecue rub, maybe some hot sauce, and it'll show up in the mail. That's 817-924-6821 for RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com.
Android and iPhone users, download the WFO Radio app. It's sports radio for racing fans.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The ultimate racing show, including WFO Radio NHRA Nitro, WFO Radio Ignition, the WFO Radio NASCAR Tailgate Party, news, videos, push notifications, and more.
I just hope I'm part of it.
Go to the App Store or Android Market, search WFO Radio, and download it now.
Now. Hey, this is Joe Costello, and we'll be back to the show in a second. But first, I want to tell you about CompetitionPlus.com. There's a reason CompetitionPlus.com is the leader among drag racing electronic magazines. Their trained staff is always on alert and always asking the tough questions. The end result is hard-hitting drag racing journalism with up-to-the-minute reporting. For over a decade, CompetitionPlus.com has been a pioneer as drag racing's go-to source for the latest in news, race coverage, and high-quality photography. Their trained staff thrives on getting the inside stories, and their columnists study their topics before they hit their first keystroke. When it comes to covering the races, they leave you feeling as if you've actually been to the race. CompetitionPlus.com is an honest-to-goodness, free drag racing magazine, published by the most passionate of drag racing fans, who just happen to be journalists. Don't wonder what's going on in the drag racing world. Be in the know daily. Log on to CompetitionPlus.com.
Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
We are in the winner's circle at the AAA Texas Fall Nationals. Of course, Courtney Force victorious, and the decisions by this man, Ron Douglas, having a lot to do with it. Ron, congratulations on the win, first of all.
Thanks. It was a good win from the number one qualifying spot again for us, and to do it here in Texas. This is Traxxas's hometown here in the Dallas area, so we're excited for them, and it's a good win for the team here. You know, move us back up in the points here in this countdown, real important.
Hot, so hot, Ron, so hot. You having to make decisions about getting that car from start to finish in these conditions where walking from here to there is difficult, how much of an additional challenge is that?
Well, it's harder on the crew guys, but, you know, as far as the mental part of it, yeah, it's challenging to be out here in the heat, but with the brain trust we've got here with, you know, Mike Neff and Jimmy Proc and everybody pitching in and, you know, all the other teams helping out our guys today, it makes it quite a bit easier. It's, you know, we rely and lean on our teams and teammates quite a bit.
Two races in one weekend, and you mentioned having to gain points after Courtney's got to go up against her dad. Courtney's got to go up against Robert. It's like the John Force cars are colliding in the early rounds. We heard Dave Connolly on the stage say, getting lucky on the ladder. Obviously, this countdown is going to require a little bit of luck as well.
Well, sure. I mean, you know, we always try to qualify all three of our funny cars up, you know, as close to the top as we can and try to play the ladder game and, you know, it doesn't always work out, whether it's, you know, sometimes it's us and you know, it's a problem, but it's something we just have to deal with. And at the end, we hope we all come out, you know, up there at the top.
Tell me about your driver. Here we are. We're in the winner's circle. Like, everyone is celebrating. It's such a happy time, a positive time. Courtney has come such a long way from her first runs that I remember she made to now. She's, of course, there's something new to learn in a funny car every time down the racetrack. But she has got a little swagger. She seems to be acting very comfortable with this machine now.
Well, you know, we hope she is confident, and she's displaying some confidence right now. And part of that is we built her a new car right before Charlotte, and we copied the Robert Height Auto Club car down to the nut and bolt, and so that we could work even more closely with Mike Neff and the whole Auto Club team. And so... You know, having that, the ability to share information even more than we did in the past. And she's very comfortable in the car. We made a few changes to make her throttle pedal and some of the other controls in there just like what they are in Robert Height's Auto Club car. And she's responded real well to those changes, and she's confident, and the car is running great. And so, yeah, we're real excited.
How does Ron Douglas celebrate?
I'm going to take a couple pictures here as fast as we can and head for the airport.
There you go. Just like the race on the track is over, the race to the airport is just beginning. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Here with the 16-time champ, father of AAA Texas Fall Nationals winner, Courtney Force. John Force. Courtney wins her third win of the season. A great season for Courtney so far, and she's looking for more.
I'm really excited for her. You know, she was very emotional when I beat her at Phoenix. I mean, at Charlotte. And that's the way she races. You know what I mean? And she shows it. And she was emotional today, too, when she won. She needed that win. You know, Coletta was going after it. And somebody gets a win, and she got it today. But, boy, bailed old John Force out. I couldn't get the job done. I gave it away. So, you know, the race yesterday. But I was really proud of her. And her mom was here, and it just was good for her. Her boyfriend Ray Hall's here. That's always good. Show them boys some girls can drive.
You had made every final round since Chicago. And I know, obviously, this race did not go the way you wanted it to go, but it went well for John Force Racing. But putting together a streak like that from Chicago to here, John Force in the final round, every time that happens, it's something special.
Well, it's just credit to Jimmy Prock and John Medlin and the team and the brain trust that works around Mike Neff and everybody, Ron Douglas, Dean Antonelli, and it's just Todd Smith. Everybody pools together to help. The dragster's struggling right now, and they're working on it, the whole group.
John, congratulations. Enjoy the win.
Good day. Good, really, just really proud of my baby girl. She loves it like you can't believe.
We're here with Funny Car winner, driver of the Traxxas Ford Mustang, Courtney Force. Courtney, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're eating your ice cream.
I know they are. You know, my PR guy, Elon, promised me ice cream like 2 days ago. He said, if I get number one qualifier, I get ice cream. And I got number one qualifier, and I said, where's my ice cream? So he said, okay, after in the winner's circle, I'll bring you one. So he finally did.
Yeah, well, he's baiting you. It's obviously working, though. Great. You really like ice cream, obviously.
Well, he kept rubbing it in that the media center had all this ice cream. And I said, why didn't you bring me one? So then the joke just started from there at the start of the weekend. And now we all get one in the winner's circle. Everybody does.
You're holding the Wally. You got a cowboy hat from the American Hat Company. Winning from number one qualifier in race two of the countdown is tremendous. You had a tough race in the first race of the countdown against your father. You had to run Robert. What are you feeling like right now, knowing that you've already completed two races of this championship countdown and you've won one of them?
Well, I definitely think that our Traxxas team has a good shot at it. I think we made a pretty good comeback this weekend. It was tough going out in the first round. You know, the first race of the countdown. To come here to Dallas, Texas, to make a comeback like we did and to go home with the win, we made a huge jump in the points, which is exactly what we needed. And I think the biggest competition for us right now is my own teammates. My dad and Robert Height, they're 1 and 2 in the points, and we just slid up there to fourth. So I'm excited and definitely proud of my team. They worked hard this weekend in the heat. Ron Douglas and Dan Hood gave me a good race car and a consistent one out there, not only in the left lane but in the right lane as well. So I'm definitely excited to be driving for them this weekend and glad that we were able to take home my seventh Wally of my career. It's definitely an exciting day.
Seventh? I was misreported the number. I thought the number was six. I was told six.
I don't know. People keep throwing numbers at me all day. I'm not even sure what number we're at right now. Maybe it is six.
Well, third of the year, though, which is now tied with Alexis for the most ever by any female funny car driver. That is a milestone. You guys are getting this milestone, both with three. That is just tremendous. What a season.
Oh, you know what? It was Dad's seventh final. See, all these numbers are coming around, and I'm getting confused. But, yeah, no, sixth win, I think, in my career is huge for our team. But, yeah, I mean, Dad's tough every weekend out here. You know, I think the good thing is we've continued his streak for Team Force in a final round, so I think that's one good thing we got going for us. But I think, you know what, we're focusing on this countdown to the championship. It's going to be a long ways, but we got to keep this car running consistent, this Traxxas Ford Mustang team. And just glad we got the win out here in the heart of Texas, the home of my Traxxas sponsor. So it's a good day for us.
Thank you very much, Courtney. Go celebrate. Go eat your ice cream before it melts.
All right. Thank you.
We'll be back with more from the NHRA Winner's Circle here on WFO Radio, but now it's time to tell you about RodakCoffeeAndGrills.com. Marvin Rodak is a big NHRA fan. Marvin Rodak roasts his own custom blends of coffee, makes award-winning Texas barbecue rubs and hot sauces, and you can get some by going to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. I'm drinking the Nitro Fuel every morning, and it gets me started. It's an awesome espresso, but he's got a new blend called Bang the Blower, a lot of custom blends, or maybe you like Jamaican Blue Mountain coffee. You can get it all from RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com, not to mention recipes. It's a great website. You can go to WFO, click the banner ad, or go straight to the website. Give him a call. Hey, Marvin, I heard him talking about you on WFO Radio. Me and the guys want to try some of this barbecue rub, the A26. Maybe you work for a team. Maybe you're cooking for like 15 guys and you want it to be a little bit special. Maybe you need a special blend of coffee. Get on the horn. Call Marvin. Hey, Marvin, make it happen. Or go to RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. That's Marvin Rodak, Rodax Coffee and Barbecue Grills.
This is WFO Radio.
Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. Whether you're a bracket racer who wants to get better or a thrill seeker looking to cross it off your bucket list, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School can put you on the right track. Don't believe me? Tell him, Frank.
No matter how little or how much experience you have, we've got a program for you. So if driving a dragster is on your bucket list, there's no better time than now. And if you'd like to be a pro, well, here's the newest funny car champ, Jack Beckman.
Hey, this is Jack Beckman. Long before I was Fast Jack, I was a bracket racer who went to the Frank Hawley School. The time I spent there was some of the most exciting, intense, and fulfilling moments ever in a race car. I feel the curriculum Frank developed greatly helped me win not only the Super Comp, but also the NHRA Nitro Funny Car Championship. Frank put me on the right track. What are you waiting for?
Call them at 866-480-7223. That's 866-480-7223. Or visit frankhawley.com.
Get fired up on the WFO line.
WFO, Joe.
954-889-6796.
It's just been an absolute joy to be a drag racing fan.
Go wide open, and your call may be used on the show.
Or preface by saying I'm not a Kurt Busch fan or apologist.
I don't know where Greg Anderson's ego is gone, but I know one person that's going to be a big-time villain in pro stock.
That's 954-889-6796. That phone line is always WFO. Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
We are here with the Texas Motorplex's Billy Meyer. You were on with us last week. Billy, first of all, great event. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a great Carolina Nationals, and we had a great AAA Texas Fall Nationals. So 2-1, that was a heck of a weekend.
Absolutely. I got so much positive feedback from your interview on the show last week. Just motivational, positive. We had a packed house. We got through on the weather. This was pretty nice.
Well, obviously, if you got good interviews from me, that means obviously I tricked a lot of people. I don't know. But, yeah, we were very, very blessed this weekend. Obviously, as you know, in drag racing, in any form of racing, weather is the key. And then obviously if the track conditions is the next key, you know, the facility is the next key, and the racers are a very integral part of it. So, I mean, obviously this week all four work together, so you can't do any better than that.
Now that it is in the books, we can talk about next year running in October. How important is that to you guys at the Motorplex?
Well, obviously that's so important to us, because today, even though we had this many fans, I don't know if how many people have ever sat in 100-degree weather in aluminum seats, you know, with the sun out, no wind, and no clouds. But the track temperature yesterday was 143 degrees. That's the hottest temperature they've ever raced at this entire year on any run. And it's difficult for the spectator, and they pay good money, you know. And so you're not in an indoor arena. You're in an outdoor facility. So if you go back to October, where we were in our heyday, which is 96, 97, 98, where we had our best years ever, I mean, it's the exact same dates, October 15th through the 18th. So theoretically, I mean, depending on Mother Nature and the rain, the temperature-wise will be superb, and so the competition will be much better. Obviously, the facility should be just as good. Spectators should be just as happy, you know, but they'll be 25 degrees cooler, and maybe they'll buy some more beer.
A little less moist at the end of the day, like we all are. Billy, thank you for coming on WFO Radio. Thanks for hosting us here at the Texas Motorplex. It has been fantastic. We appreciate it.
All right, Joe, love you. Thank you, buddy.
We are here with Don Schumacher, son Tony. This is like a father-daughter, father-son winner's circle. Tony does the Texas two-step, wins two races at the Texas Motorplex, takes over the points lead. How are you feeling right now?
What an awesome job that they've done these first two countdown races, but we need to go to St. Louis and qualify. What's behind us is behind us. All we can do is look forward, and that's what we look for.
This kid of yours, though, he's like a machine.
That's what they've called him for years. I mean, ask Alan Johnson. He'll tell you he's a machine. I mean, he is just real consistent, keeps it in the groove, does everything right. Just may not be the first one off the starting line, but he's right there with them and just does an awesome, awesome job.
But also capitalizing on opportunity. There was a big opportunity when the top three in points go out in Carolina and then comes here and absolutely capitalizes, winning eight rounds in a row.
That's what the U.S. Army is supposed to do. Not just this race car, but that's what the U.S. Army is supposed to do. Capitalize, dominate, go out and do the job.
Don, thank you very much. Go celebrate.
Thank you.
Here with Top Fuel winner Tony Schumacher, eight straight rounds here at the Texas Motorplex, taking over the points lead.
Great place to be, man. You know, someone's got to be in the lead, and I prefer it to be me. We just got to maintain it now. It's all, you know, all kidding aside, man, we dominated this weekend, but we're going to St. Louis, different racetrack. And with a lead like that and in a performance like that, now you got a cowboy up because, you know, now you're in the lead. You got a huge target on your back. Teams are going to be taking shots. So we got to do what we know how to do and just stay Army strong, kick some butt.
You're clicking right now. You got the confidence going.
Yeah, we do. No doubt, man. Two trophies sitting on the race car right now, all within 24 hours. I'm happy to be me. I'm happy to be part of the Army car.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Don't forget to check out our great sponsors here on WFO Radio, Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, RoadXCoffeeAndGrills.com, and of course, the big WFO Radio tweet-up was a monster success here at WFO Radio. Let's move on in the winner's circle and see who else we can catch up with. WFO Radio here with Pro Stock winning car owner Johnny Gray. Three races, three winners, all from your team. You got this thing figured out.
No, I don't have anything figured out. But I have a group of guys over there that appear to have quite a bit of things figured out. So, yeah, we're ecstatic. The guys are doing a great job over there. And you know, I mean, the engine shop, Justin and the crew chiefs and, you know, the drivers, everybody's just kind of got it together right now. So been working at it a long time. It's quite the humbling reward, I guess you'd say.
What makes you most proud? You got your two boys out there, and you watch these guys grow up, and now they're out there. They're men. They're racers. Jonathan fighting his way into the countdown. Shane winning the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals, number one qualifier, getting to the final round. You hire a driver like Dave. You're putting together a team. Like, there's a lot of things going on here that I would imagine would make a man proud.
Yes, sir. I couldn't be any prouder of the whole team. You know, they're just – they all work together. They all gel together. They cut up, you know, U.S. Nationals, Dave's car went out there and shook. We were a little disappointed that they didn't get to run. And, you know, he got a little sweet revenge there today. So, you know, we'll just go forward. And, you know, there's no games played. Whoever wins, we're hoping one of our cars can win the championship. That's where we're trying to get.
Jason continues to lead the points. You've got second and third and fourth in the point standings as the points have been reported to me. Looks like you got him surrounded. The job isn't done yet. We got four races to go.
We do, and we got a lot of hard work to do. Jason's a great race car driver, and they got a lot of horsepower over there. But and you know what? There's some really, really good cars that's right behind us and nipping at our ass too. But trust me, Jason feels the heat, you know. We're coming, you know, we're coming.
Congratulations. Go celebrate your win.
Thank you, sir.
WFO Radio from the Texas Motorplex, the Winner's Circle Edition. Hopefully first-time listeners who are out here at the race are listening now, and you get to hear this man, Pro Stock winner Dave Connolly. Dave, congratulations. Another win.
It's thank you, Joe, and I appreciate you having me on. It's always good when we talk to you at the end of a Sunday. That means we must have did something right.
Absolutely. Gray Motorsports is doing something right. You're doing something right. You were in the finals of the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals. Had something go wrong, but this car, the driver, you're heating up at just the right time.
You know, it's all about timing, and obviously timing and opportunities. I keep saying this over and over, but we have a great opportunity here at Gray Motorsports. The team's working well together. Everybody's gelling, and, you know, we're having a lot of fun. Not only are we turning on wind lights, but we're having a lot of fun while we do it. And, you know, we're just excited to go, you know, again, three trophies in a row now. That's a huge statement, and, you know, we'll see where that carries us.
With three different drivers, which is very, very impressive. You had a very interesting day. You had to go through both of your teammates, Jonathan and Shane, and I know they both want to win, and you want to win, and you this opportunity may change next year. There's a lot of rumors circulating. Obviously, we don't need to address them now. You've already said you'll tell me when it happens. Bottom line, though, this championship is there for you if you can get the job done in the next four races.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. But there's, you know, nine other drivers with the opportunities there, too. So today, Dallas, the way the ladder worked out, the people that went out early, it opened the doors for a lot of racers. The points are very, very tight up top. I think somebody just told me that myself, Shane, and Jonathan are 2, 3, and 4. You know, we're excited. We're happy that we got this kind of start to the front of the countdown, dropped the ball against Jason second round of the Charlotte race, and, you know, we weren't worried about it. You know, we know there's a lot of racing left, and there still is. There's still four races, and, you know, it's far from over. We're still playing catch-up to Jason, but we're doing our best to catch up. And you know, as of right now, we got some good hot rods, and we're just going to keep plugging away and see how the cards fall.
You like wearing cowboy hats?
You know what? That's a first for me, but Shane, being from New Mexico, he's already wore his hat. I think that's why he let me win in the final. But you know what? It's growing on me, that's for sure.
There you go. I would extend the interview, but we are literally baking. Tell the audience how hot it is right here on this spot right now.
This 15 driver suit is making it even hotter, but it's again, I'm burning myself on the fencing here. But it's 95 degrees, track's 140 out there. Brutal. Can't say enough about the whole NHRA staff and everyone that worked their tails off in this heat today. It was a hot one, but you know, it just makes it all worthwhile.
How are you going to celebrate?
Right now I'm having a little crown, and we're going to go have Del Frisco's, a nice steak tonight with the team, and we're going to celebrate it and enjoy it, because these things are tough to get. These Wallys are very hard to come by, and you know, we appreciate that as a team, and we know how hard they are and how hard we work for them, and we're going to enjoy it.
Go enjoy it, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.
WFO Radio from the Winner's Circle at the AAA Texas Fall Nationals. We'll be back with more after this.
This is WFO Radio.
Red Line Synthetic Oil has been building the world's finest motor oil, gear oil, and additives, like our popular water wetter, for over 30 years. Think we're just for racers? Think again. Redline has the multi-grade viscosity available for your domestic, European, or Japanese vehicle. From 0W20 to 5W30, even 10W60, Redline motor oils are specifically designed to exceed the factory's demands, giving you longer drain intervals at lower oil temperatures. Is your off-the-shelf motor oil missing the zinc you need to protect your camshaft? Every bottle of Redline motor oil has more than enough zinc to suit your engine's needs. The same ester-based stocks found in Redline motor oil are also in our gear oils for manual transmissions and differentials, known around the globe as the best in protection, regardless of price. Check us out at redlineoil.com to find a dealer, or even buy online. Racing technology engineered for the street. That's Redline Oil.
The stars of drag racing. WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Joining us now, Antron Brown. Now, you got the WFO Radio app. I did not know that.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You got to have the WFO app, brother, so you can keep up. For people that just are a fan of the sport, all they got to do is turn on WFO if they missed a race, because you get to hear the side-by-side blows from the winners, everybody that was there. You got Al Reinhart on, and you do a great job, you know. I mean, you put out all the different perspectives of NHRA racing. I told you, not only am I just a professional racer in NHRA racing, I'm a fan of the sport, and I love it. And if you're a true fan, you got to have the WFO app.
For more with the stars of drag racing, download the WFO Radio app. Available in the App Store or Android Market. motorsports entertainment, full interviews with weekly winners, videos, push notifications, and more. Download it now. Now, back to WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
WFO Radio here with the Pro Stock Motorcycle winner from Screamin' Eagle, Vance and Hines, Harley-Davidson, friend of WFO as well, Andrew Hines. Andrew, we are in a winner's circle edition here at the Motorplex. Congratulations.
Thank you, Joe.
So, how do you feel now? I know the early race did not go as you wanted, but this race went as well as possible. So what is your general attitude at the moment?
It's kind of a mixed emotion thing right now, but happy to get a win in Dallas. It's big for the championship in the long term, and it's nice to get back to running fast again. You know, my V-Rod had been a little bit off pace here for a while. You know, everybody had taken notice of it, and finally we're getting back in a window where it could be consistent, and that does loads for my confidence.
Fans might wonder, the bikes are the same. It's nuts, it's bolts, it's metal. How could one be so quick and the other be having problems? And without revealing the exact details of whatever it was that fixed the problem, how does that happen?
I don't necessarily know that it's completely fixed. I think if Eddie would have been trucking through all day, I think he would have been still a few hundreds quicker than me. It was a combination of keyboard strokes on the tuning and hard parts on the bike that we were changing run after run, and finally it just came around. There was two big changes we made for that run, and I know the hard parts that I took off won't go back on there, and the tuning that's in it's going to stay. So hopefully it'll stay more consistent. The big thing that we've been struggling with my bike is keeping one motor in the bike. Eddie's been really good at for some reason his bike's fast, that engine's good, and it stays in there. Mine, we're trying to diagnose the problem and changing motors here, changing motors there, and you can never keep it in long enough to figure out a tune-up for it. So this one, as long as we can get it back to the shop, and now that the transmission's broke, get it fixed and back up to spec, we'll keep it in as long as we can to try and keep tuning on it.
Championships are won and lost because of weird factors that when they happen, you might not realize that that's why it happened or when it happened. But at the same time, Steve not making the final round, those 20 points, you blowing your transmission, that's 20 points that could be the difference.
It could be. You know, it's a bad deal for the fans. They want to see a race in the finals. It's a bad deal for me. I hated it when I heard that Steve was still changing engines, 10 minutes before we were supposed to run. And, I'm sitting up there, and the only thing I can do is listen to Chief Starter Mark Lyle. And when he tells you to go, you go. We waited up there 9 extra minutes, and it's a bummer deal. I hate it. It's a bittersweet win because there's nobody in the final next to me. And odds are if things played out the same and Steve was in the other lane, he probably would have beat me because the way the transmission broke, it went over half a second slower than it should have.
You don't seem like your normal I just won self.
It's a bad deal. I mean, I want to race somebody in the final, put on a great show for the fans, and may the best bike win. To see him roll up there, 3 or 4 minutes after me, I mean, it is what it is, but, it could be better. I'd rather beat somebody. I like beating people.
And let me tell you, that is the mind of a racer. Andrew, listen, you won the race. You earned the win. There's another race this weekend, and he'll be coming for you. You'll have to defend it at the time. Good luck. Thanks for coming on WFO.
Thank you, Joe. Love it every time.
The Lucas Oil Series, a big part of WFO Radio. We spoke with this gentleman earlier this year, and correct me if I'm wrong, Shane Lawson, after this victory, you are now 2-for-2 in national events?
Yes, sir, 2-for-2 in one divisional.
That is pretty impressive, driving this Randy Meyer Racing Smart Chicken car.
Yes, it is. He's given me a great call year. His crew's great, sponsor's great. Everything's just been on a string line this year.
But the driver has to do his job. Everyone's trying to win. For you to go 8 straight rounds in your only 8 rounds in national event competition, that's spectacular. That's got to be some sort of record.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do your job on the tree and all that. But at the end of the day, it's the crew's what makes it happen. And if you don't have a good crew, you don't have a good car.
And a very fast car you did have. You were putting up the 20s all day long in this unbelievable heat. Tell me about some of the behind-the-scenes decision-making that went down. Obviously, a very tough final round against Joey Severance. He had to shut it off, but you had a lot of tough competition over the course of the event.
Yeah, like we ran when we ran Reichert. We thought about backing it down a little bit, but Randy decided to keep it where it was at, and we just tried to stay there all weekend and keep it a consistent car.
You got friends at home. You got people. Like, I know you have a job. Last time he won, folks, I had to call him, and we were, like, working around the work schedule. You got to go back to work. How cool is it to come out here, win a Wally, be here at an NHRA Mellow Yellow Series event running in the Lucas Oil Series, and then go back to work, maybe put the Wally on the desk?
Oh, it's a great feeling. It's awesome. You know, people don't understand how hard it is to really win one, but when you win one, and people that know it respect it, they know it.
And what are you going to do to celebrate this victory?
Ooh, that's undetermined yet. It'll be good, though.
Congratulations. Thanks for coming on WFO Radio. A great victory for you.
Thank you.
Shane Lawson with us here on WFO Radio. We are here with the top alcohol funny car winner in the Lucas Oil Series, Steve Harker, who was laying down some big performances today. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, we had a great day. Anytime you can get to the winner's circle, it's a fantastic day.
What about that first round run, though, where your opponent came into your lane? I don't imagine you knew, because you were on a great pass, maybe low ET of the event at that point. Nonetheless, he came right across into your lane, was right behind you.
I was watching the mirrors, and I never even saw him, huh?
You don't have mirrors.
Yeah, hey, that's the thing. You don't know what's going on behind you, and you don't really care. All you're worried about is getting it down the middle, keeping it in the middle, get it down the track, you know. So if you can leave and run good, you're not going to get into trouble. I've been in that situation a few times, and I've been like the other guy. When I was learning, I crossed over and just missed, you know. That's a learning curve. But, hey, we had a great weekend. So for all our sponsors and stuff, you know, like Crane Transport, Leander's Clutch, Cam 2 Oil, Speed City. Hey, to get to the final, winning is just a bonus, but it's a pretty good bonus.
Tremendous. And how are you going to celebrate this victory?
Probably go to Reading and try and win it again. So in a weekend or two. So hey, racing, it's so much fun, especially when you can do it here and in America and do it every other weekend. It's fantastic.
How's that cowboy hat going to look on you?
It's going to look pretty good, I reckon. I think that'll be good.
Congratulations, Steve. Appreciate you coming on WFO Radio.
Thank you.
Final segment here on WFO Radio from the Winner's Circle, the Rental Car Roundup. We are not near the rental car, but we are going to round it up with my fellow announcer, Nate Hershey from Las Vegas. Nate, this isn't your first experience on WFO, is it?
Actually, it is.
Wow. Nate, with the smooth delivery, it is great. Nate, what did you take out of this race? What stands out in your mind after watching so many rounds of racing Carolina and here?
You know, I think one of the biggest things is, given the fact that the Carolina race was rescheduled and was raced here, for it being the first two races of the countdown, it really gave the teams that did well on Saturday some of the momentum that they needed going into Sunday. And some of those teams, like Gray Motorsports, really capitalized on that, carried it over, you know, took their cars into the final. Connolly and Shane Gray meeting up there with Connolly coming out on top. I think the momentum factor was really kind of one of the things that impressed me about running two races in one weekend.
The next race, of course, St. Louis, then Reading, then heading to your track, the Strip at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, where you are the home track announcer as well, and then, of course, Pomona. So you'll be up close and personal with this series. What do you think we'll be seeing then, based on what you have seen already?
Well, I think going into, let's say, Vegas, for example, it's always one of the most exciting races of the year, given the fact that we're only two races away from the end of the year. Some of the championships are in danger of being locked up by the time we get to Vegas, but it's a long ways away. You know, we did see some of the teams really step up this weekend, but we also saw some of the front runners, some of the favorites that everybody was talking about, like Doug Coletta, who's now gone out first round two races. It's going to be interesting.
Very interesting. Jason Line is surrounded by Gray Motorsports. A lot going on, but between now and when we get to you at the Strip in Las Vegas, a lot can change. Nate, thank you very much for coming on WFO Radio.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you, Joe. Good to work with you.
And that's how it all happened at the Texas Motorplex at the AAA Texas Fall Nationals and the Pep Boys Carolina Nationals also at the Texas Motorplex. And as you can tell, we are back from the Wayback Machine. Back in the WFO Radio studio after travel, and going to put a final thought on the whole deal. If you are a first-time listener, if you just clicked the link, if you're new to the show, you're finding out at just the right time because the countdown is on. How about the winners? It was spectacular. Tony Schumacher assuming a monster points lead, but it's not over yet. The NHRA is headed to St. Louis and then Reading, and I will be in Reading. So if you're in that area, come on out And I wanted to take this time to salute, to pay tribute to the WFO radio listeners that showed up for the big Friday night tweet up. I think we found the way to do it. The first night, not the last. It was Marvin Rodak and his son Steve and Bobby Graham and his friend Matt, and Nitro Dog was there, and Randy was there. There was a crew. It was a large crew, considering we were all at the same racetrack on Friday night. We hung out for a while. Guys, thank you very much for coming out. Your feedback, greatly appreciated. And I want to see the WFO Radio listener tweet-ups grow bigger and bigger. And what I thought was cool was everyone exchanged their Twitter handles and information and how they listen and their ways to get to the show. It was very, very cool to see it all go down. And the Friday night deal was perfect because we were all exhausted by Sunday night. It was brutal hot out there. And the fact that they're switching the event back to October, it's going to be so much cooler and faster in the future. We had a great show. The winner's circle is always crazy because everyone is running around. Photographs are being taken. Things are going down. The Carolina winner's circle was even crazier because we had to get them before driver introductions. I had to use the iPhone rapidly, and pretty good audio, all things considered. You feel like you were there. Big thanks to everyone who put the show together, though. Giovanni in Miami and Patrick, the webmaster behind the scenes, everyone who helps out on the website. The countdown is on, and we're going to be covering it right through its completion, and then WFO will continue through the offseason. That's where we make a lot of hay, because everybody else just hangs it up. That's it. Season over, they stop. We don't stop. We continue doing the show. So if you're looking for a little entertainment, put your friends on to the show. The app is free. It's all over the internet, and we got some really cool stuff coming on. I've been talking about WFO Radio t-shirts. We're actually pretty close to that being a reality. I had some great feedback from the guys at the tweet up. I always ask questions about the WFO Radio hats and what we should do with that. Very cool. I would say follow us on social media. Keep up with everything that's going WFO over the course of the couple weeks. Our NASCAR show, Ignition, NASCAR and Formula One, to be fair, and really just general interest stuff, on Wednesday is going to be great. I picked the winner out there at New Hampshire Motor Speedway, so I will have some personal excitement about it. Going to talk about some of the behind-the-scenes things that happened out at the Texas Motorplex, some cool stuff, so you want to make sure to subscribe and listen to that. Most of the listeners, it sound like, are switching to also listen to the Ignition show, which is cool. We have a very vast NHRA audience, and a lot of those people are logging on for the interviews. But then they stick around, they get used to the show, then finally they get to this part of the show and they say, heck, I got a couple more hours that I don't know what to do with. I'm going to click the Ignition show, and hopefully we capture them as well. Want some of your hours to entertain you for free. That's how it works. All right, that's going to do it. Back from the Wayback Machine. Thanks to everyone involved. Thanks to our sponsors, Ollie's Drag Racing School and Marvin Rodak, and, of course, the people at Z-Max who came on for several weeks leading up to the event, and everything that is going down leading into the conclusion of the 2014 season, both in the NHRA and in NASCAR. It's going to be great. My next race is Reading, but I will be back next week here on NHRA Nitro with winners from St. Louis. How about that? If you want to email the show, Joe at WFO Radio. Remember, you can always call in, 954-889-6796. The guys ask me, why aren't you pushing that more? Why don't you push it more? 954-889-6796. And remember, if you want free WFO Radio stickers, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O. Box 848353, Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33084, care of Costello Media, WFO Radio stickers. And we'll load it up and send it right back. That's going to do it. We'll see you next time right here on WFO Radio.
WFO! The views and opinions of the hosts, guests, or callers do not necessarily reflect that of the station ownership, advertisers, or agencies.
I love WFO Radio. Oh, yeah.